This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You're, as always, invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Some are saying that 8chan should be shut down. It is a message board, a message platform, a so-called anonymous message platform that is apparently the home to at least one of these recent shooters, the man who allegedly shot up a Walmart yesterday and the mall area around the Walmart, killing approximately 19 people.
On NPR today, I heard the claim that that mall was, in fact, a gun-free zone.
Is that right? So the question is, was the Walmart included on the mall property?
If it's part of the mall.
Well,
and I don't know what I think about that. Do I think that these killers look around and say, well, let me find a gun-free zone? Or do I think that large places just don't want people with guns to go there? You know, which then results in these killers going there, and then, you know, presumably some people leave their gun in the car. I don't know how many do it, but if you make the rule that says this is a gun-free zone, some people are going to obey the rule, and some people are not going
to
obey the rule.
Well, right. We just had the last caller on the phones was explaining to us that he didn't care what the bank said. If he's got a concealed gun, he's not going to take it out.
I don't see a concealed gun. To me, a concealed carry permit holder has no obligation to follow those rules, to my mind.
Well, you're never obligated to follow the rules, but those are the rules of the private property owner.
Yep.
And if they discover that you're breaking them, they certainly have the right to kick you off of their property.
They certainly could.
But if it's concealed, well, then they're never going to know.
Right.
So who's it really harming? And I felt the same way about, there was a bar here in town that we used to meet at. I felt the same way about their no weapons policy. It's like, yeah, if you're being responsible and you're not waving your gun around in the bar, you know, as long as it's concealed, then it's nobody's business, whether you have it there or not. But anyway, since you asked the question, Mark, about what these killers think about where, to target, I have pulled up the manifesto from the alleged El Paso shooter, his alleged manifesto, and I'm going to just jump to the very end here where he gives advice to the people to whom, you know, this is addressed, which is presumably his brethren at the 8chan website.
Peeps.
He says, remember, it's not cowardly to pick low-hanging fruit. A.K.A., don't attack heavily guarded areas to fulfill your super soldier COD fantasy. I think COD stands for Call of Duty, which is a video game series.
I see.
First-person shooter. He says, attack low-security targets. Even though you might outgun a security guard or policeman, they'll likely beat you in armor, training, and numbers. Do not throw away your life on an unnecessarily dangerous target. If a target seems too hot, live to fight another day. So those are his recommendations. He didn't say specifically to pick a gun-free zone, but did say don't, you know, pick a heavily armed target.
So it sounds like
he did. So in other words, he basically said that without using those.
Don't go out on a killing spree either if you value your life, because, you know.
True. If he did say in the previous paragraph that his death is likely inevitable.
Yeah.
And further,
well, all of our deaths are inevitable. This guy, however, didn't have the cojones to go ahead and take the bullet like he said he was going to.
He claimed that he was going to, he said, capture in this case is far worse than dying during the shooting because I'll get the death penalty anyway, he says. Worse still is that I would live knowing that my family despises me. This is why I'm not going to surrender, even if I run out of ammo.
And he did.
If I'm captured, it will be because I was subdued somehow.
Nope. He wasn't.
No? You don't think? Did you see video of his capture?
No. My understanding that he was just taken, though.
Oh, really?
I saw a picture of him being arrested outside. Yeah, but I didn't see how they got him.
So, if you want to comment, you can join us here. Let's go to Red Devil on the line in Montana on our Discord server. Go ahead, Red Devil.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so, first off, thanks for doing the Discord server stuff, because I can't get your guys' radio show here in Montana, which is kind of sad.
Oh, bummer.
But I was with my wife yesterday, and we were looking around. She's on Facebook. I don't do it, so it's kind of tough when I hear her talking about all her friends from high school or just they go off on the whole gun control talking points. They always just keep up with the same garbage. And I
even
just,
in Montana?
Oh, yeah, even in Montana. Well, I mean, here in Missoula, we're definitely, you know, a college town that's gone and gotten all kinds of absorbed by that, you know, liberal BS.
Yeah.
But anyways, they end up going and, if you could just, how do you keep them from being so cowardly to go and just say, hey, you know, if you want gun control, go get it yourself. Stop trying to get some government to go do it for you.
Well, because they need the government with the guns to go do it for
them. What do you mean, get it yourself? What do you mean by that?
I mean, that's what I'm wondering is, like, is there a way we could have people privately, without the government's help, do gun control? Because obviously the mass shootings are a problem.
No, I mean, not without implementing essentially a private security state. I mean, having some sort of a guard at every single entrance to every
building. They probably
building.
Do it at Celebration in Disney World, would be my guess. That this probably,
that's the town?
Yeah, that's the town. Well, the town is basically its own country, the way that...
But they don't have checkpoints set up with car searches there.
No, it's just one of those things where they say, no guns. I mean, I'm just presuming. Let's say Celebration has a no-guns policy. Will that be successful? Well, maybe if they have a guard at the gate, it'll be helpful.
Yeah, but they would only be successful if they were shaking down everybody coming in and out. Otherwise, you've got to trust people to use their own judgment. And as we heard earlier, I mean, there's plenty of people who just straight up ignore those rules.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Right. So they would have to do searches.
I guess I'm talking about, you know, because that we don't have an open carry state. Montana's open carry, but there's a lot of these places where they're doing these shootings that aren't open carry.
That's right.
But, I mean, there's got to be something that these people can do that, you know, to help keep themselves safe. But they don't realize that they can't do it with the way the government's telling them to do it. So they just get the government to do it for them.
Well, and even that doesn't work.
I don't have a good solution on how to prevent mass shootings. I really wish I did.
A total security state. I mean, generally you wouldn't be able to stop a motivated shooter in the same way that only the best locks can stop the least motivated, lock picks or whatever, right? Like, if somebody wants to get around the rules, they're going to get around those rules. They're going to do whatever they have to do, even if it's as simple as blowing up the checkpoint, right? Because, so if you put checkpoints everywhere, if you have checkpoints on the roads, if you have checkpoints outside of every business, outside of every place that people go in and out of, you would, of course, have a tremendous disincentive to economic activity because it then takes longer to go everywhere and do everything you want to do, so it would hurt the economy, number one. But it would probably result in, at the very least, very few people getting into buildings or into certain neighborhoods with guns, you know, on their person. However, there's always going to be ways around. There's always going to be bribes that can be paid. There's always going to be violence that can be brought against somebody at a checkpoint directly.
And the checkpoint becomes the target.
Sure. So,
that's the problem. You got to decentralize all the power so that we can make sure that everybody has their own rules and can keep themselves safe.
The best solution from the libertarian perspective, of course, is that there should be no controls and people should be able to arm themselves. That way, if somebody does go crazy, at least there's probably somebody with a gun within a near vicinity, and that would be likely to, you know, bring that shooting spree to a halt sooner rather than later.
The Dayton was stopped by I think it was an off-duty police officer.
Is that right?
In the area, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're never going to, this is the problem with even that side of the debate, the pro-gun side, is the claim is always that more guns will stop these shooters, you know, from going in. And I find that to be false, because crazy people are going to be crazy.
That's right.
Whether it's a total police state or a libertarian paradise or anywhere in between, you may stop the shooting sooner than.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the guy walks into a Walmart with an AK-47, right, and just, or whatever he had, the Dane guy had the AK-47, no one's, like, immediately looking at him. Right. Whoever has that gun concealed carried is like looking at a loaf of bread or something three aisles down. Right. So you get into the store. You're going to catch the people immediately walking out. Some of the people immediately walking in. There's going to be a high kill count. It, at any rate,
no doubt,
regardless of whether or not
a motivated killer is going to be able to get the drop on people, and he's going to be able to succeed to some extent.
And of course, you got to remember too that all these shootings and all these mass shootings make up a a partial percentage point of all the gun deaths in America every year. Anyways.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Red Devil, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Sounded great, by the way, there on the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. You want to sound that great? All you got to do is just jump over to discord.lrn.fm and join one of the top four rooms, the on-air call-in lines. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. You're invited here if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or, better yet, jump into our Discord server like our last caller was doing. Sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us at discord.lrn.fm.
While you're sitting in the Discord room, you can browse the internet and go to mymagicmud.com. My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Now, that's their sort of flagship product, the first thing they came out with.
Yep.
And I haven't lived without it for more than half a decade since I first found it, which was on their first tour. I met the Jessica Armand, the creator of,
founder
of My Magic Mud. And I refuse to live without this product. It's so awesome. Not only is it clinically proven to whiten your teeth, and it will get your teeth as white as they're supposed to be within four uses. So you brush for 2 minutes, 4 days in a row, and then your teeth are going to be as white as they need to be. If you need to go a few more days, then that's fine. Maybe you got some really, maybe yours were even stained more than mine. But then after that, you use it every 4 to 7 days, and you're going to keep your teeth as white as they should be. You're also going to feel the difference, because I feel the difference every time I brush with My Magic Mud. It makes my teeth cleaner feeling than just sort of regular toothpaste. And I never worry about any of the stuff that's in it. It's all natural ingredients. So you can find it at most major health food stores, Amazon, Sprout, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com, you can use our coupon code, which is FTL20.
You should use that.
Yeah, I wish you would. Get 20% off. But, I mean, if you're wandering through Walmart, you see My Magic Mud, you've heard the commercial, and you're like, oh, I'll try it. Yep. Mark said it's a good thing. He said, and I repeat, if you listen to only one thing I ever say here. Look, I understand I'm a radical libertarian, whatever, man. I still have teeth, and I can tell you that this is the best product. MyMagicMud.com. Coupon code FTL20.
All right. We continue here. The New York Times writing and interviewing the founder of 8chan, Frederick Brennan. He says that any time a shooting happens, he always checks 8chan to see if there's a connection. And in the case with the El Paso shooting, a four-page message whose author identified himself as the suspected shooter appeared on 8chan. And the person who posted the message encouraged his, quote, brothers on the site to spread the contents far and wide. In recent months, 8chan, says the New York Times, has become a go-to resource for violent extremists. At least three mass shootings this year, including the mosque killings in Christchurch, New Zealand, and the synagogue shooting in Poway, California, have been announced in advance on the site, often accompanied by racist writings that seem engineered to go viral on the internet.
Would you be laughed out of that chat room if you were there and just tried to talk one of these guys down ahead of time?
Like,
if they're planning this stuff ahead of time, like, he's the founder of the site, and he checks after the fact to see if it has a connection.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he was, like, on the site regularly, if he visits that site, and just sees some of these, you know, violent people talking, and just counteract that speech with, you know, peace speech?
Good question. I've never actually gone to look at the site to see what it says, so that would be a question maybe somebody could answer who spends some time there as to, does the do these attackers or these would-be attackers, is it all just rah-rah cheering squad, or are there people who try to talk sense to them or try to talk them down? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
What becomes of those people if they do? Like I said, do they get, like, you know, laughed out of there?
I don't know.
Ridiculed till they go, like, oh, it's not worth it?
The toll-free number, if you spend time on 8chan, you can answer that question. It's 855-450-FREE.
If I started a website, I would be able to shut it down.
That's correct.
The 8chan,
not if you handed it off, though, to somebody else.
Must not be a website, though.
It's a website.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what happens when you go to http://whatever. You're going to a website.
I understand.
8chan is a website.
But it could be just
what did you think it was?
Well, it could be just a channel on a series of anonymous web boards that where you're like, oh, well, I have channel.
Anonymous web boards are websites.
Right.
Did he create the whole
website of all the boards?
Well, he likely used whatever this anonymous message board software is. They all look very similar, these sites, so I suspect he didn't program it from scratch, but he's the person who launched the site. He, you know, bought whatever hosting package he bought, and he put the software on that hosting package and put it out there. I mean, that's... If you're asking whether he wrote, hand-wrote the code
for
the site,
I'm not
asking
that. I'm asking, so you did your little snide thing where you're like, well, what did you think it was?
I wanted to know. It's not, honestly,
I'm trying to
what
tell you what I thought it was. If I start a Facebook page, you a-hole, I may be the founder of the page, but I can't get, you know, I can't really do anything with it.
That's not your
Facebook's
website. That's right. It's a website, but not your website.
Right.
And the site is different from the domain name. So
I don't know really whether. Why can't this guy just shut down his own website?
He
wants
probably
to shut down?
Sold it.
Then whatever.
It's not his anymore.
Well, then it's hard to even care about this guy.
Well, he's the founder of the site, and he's saying shut down the thing that I made. That same thing as the other.
I created a monster.
Well, right. The Facebook co-founder, I forget his name, but he came out against Facebook within recent weeks. A few months ago, there was a New York Times article with one of the Facebook co-founders saying break up Facebook. You know, it's not what he wanted it to be. It became bigger than he expected it to be, or whatever his reasons were for it.
Okay.
Going on here, it says here that 8chan is now known as a Brennan started the online message board as a free speech utopia, but now 8chan is known as something else, a megaphone for mass shooters and a recruiting platform for violent white nationalists. And it has become a focal point for those seeking to disrupt the pathways of online extremism. On Sunday, critics characterized the site as a breeding ground for violence, and some lobbied the site's service providers to get it taken down. And Mr. Brennan, who stopped working with the site's current owner last year, called for it to be taken offline before it leads to further violence. Brennan said, quote, "Shut the site down. It's not doing anyone in the world, or it's not doing the world any good. It's a complete negative to everybody except the users that are there. And you know what? It's a negative to them, too. They just don't realize it." Unquote.
Well, that whole free speech utopia thing always ends up being hate speech, because hate speech is the only speech that's unacceptable everywhere else.
Mm.
So if you create a free speech utopia,
that's where they'll go.
That's where they go, because it's the only place that will allow them to be.
He says it's not, or Brennan, who has claimed he got the idea for 8chan while on psychedelic mushrooms, set out to create what he called a free speech alternative to 4chan, the better known online message board. He was upset that 4chan had become too restrictive and envisioned a site where any legal speech would be welcome, no matter how toxic. The site remained on the fringes until 2014, when some supporters of Gamergate, a loose reactionary collection of anti-feminist video gamers, flocked to 8chan after being kicked off of 4chan. Since Gamergate, 8chan has become a catch-all website for internet-based communities whose behavior gets them evicted from more mainstream sites. It hosts one of the largest gatherings of the supporters of QAnon, who claim
that
there is an international bureaucracy plotting against the Trump administration. And it has been an online home for the incels, men who lament being, quote, involuntarily celibate, unquote, and other fringe movements. Jonathan Greenblatt, the chief executive of the Anti-Defamation League, says 8chan is almost like a bulletin board where the worst offenders go to share their terrible ideas. It's become a sounding board where people share ideas and where these kinds of ideologies are amplified and expanded on, and ultimately people are radicalized as a result. Should we put a clamp down on this freedom of speech stuff? It's dangerous. 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iranian forces have seized a ship in the Persian Gulf, suspected of carrying smuggled fuel once again, marking the Revolutionary Guard's third seizure of a vessel in recent weeks and the latest show of strength by the parliamentary force amid a spike in regional tension. State television reported that seven crew members were detained when the ship was seized carrying 185,000 gallons of smuggled fuel from Iran. The local reports did not provide further details on the vessel or the nationality of the crew. The U.S. Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, said it did not have information to confirm those reports. Indonesia's sprawling capital and other parts of Java Island were hit by a widespread power outage that affected tens of millions of people. The eight-hour blackout began around noon Indonesian time and caused disruptions in cell phone service and cash machines. The new mass subway system in Jakarta, the capital, had to be shut down. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. I want to welcome a brand-new sponsor to the show. It's Go Dark Bags. GoDarkBags.com/FTL is where you can go to learn about their product, which actually allows your phone to stop tracking you. Because when you put your phone into airplane mode, I didn't know this. I didn't believe it when I first, I was shocked when I first saw this. I had to go and do some research on this claim. Because I don't want to say something that, I'm not sure
you
is
will not
true. But apparently, if you put your phone into airplane mode, it will still track your location and then report those locations once you go out of airplane mode. And there have been tests that have proven this is the case. So if you would prefer to not be tracked at a certain time, you could just pop your phone into a Go Dark bag.
Just in time for DEF CON.
GoDarkPacks.com/FTL. DEF CON, by the way, is the hacker conference out in, I think it's Vegas.
I believe so.
And yeah, if you bring a phone to DEF CON, there's a good chance you're going to get hacked. Didn't you say they have like a wall of shame?
Yeah, it's a wall of shame.
Where they'll put like information about the phones that they've hacked or whatever. And then you'll go up there and you probably don't even know it, but then you see your own
phone
info there. You got hacked. So if it's in a Faraday cage or a Faraday bag, like they sell over at GoDarkBags.com, then there's absolutely no way that your phone can be hacked or tracked because, well, Faraday bags prevent radio signals from entering and leaving. So check them out at godarkbags.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So we go back to your calls and thoughts. The proposal here from some people who are afraid of freedom of speech, they're saying 8chan needs to be shut down because it is attracting what Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League describes as the worst offenders, attracting them all to go there together to share their terrible ideas. And where they, he claims that their ideologies are amplified and expanded on, and ultimately people are radicalized as a result. Is that what free speech is leading to? Radicalization and violence. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
So first, let me congratulate Mark on his tooth superiority.
Am I what?
Tooth superiority.
Yes.
I really think that this may not be the best idea for combating radicalism. One thing, if they're all gathering in one place as a public place to loudly proclaim in virtue, or in this case, we can call it un-virtue signal.
Vice signal.
To each other.
Vice signal. Yeah.
Like, can we just have somebody, an authority, just kind of like, look at them while this is going on?
Yeah, sounds reasonable.
Some forensic investigation.
We necessarily can talk them out of their beliefs, but, you know, somebody could try, but I'm not tech literate.
That's the most effective thing I've seen up to this point. When it comes to people with really, really bad ideas, the best thing you can do is approach them with love and respect and talk to them about why it is that you believe what you believe. And I've seen it work over and over again. I'm not claiming it's rewarding work. I would say quite the opposite.
Yeah, pretty
exhausting. Spending your time with idiots is a very difficult
task. Well, many of these people aren't idiots. They're very intelligent, but they're just wrong, and they've been led down the wrong path in life, and they are, you know, they're hanging out with the wrong crowd. And I agree with Mark that if people are able to access this place, this 8chan, and it is a public message board at this time, if they're able to easily access it, that means more people who care could go there and try to talk these lunatics out of their next killing spree. It also means that law enforcement can more easily monitor what's going on that site as well. And look, I'm not a huge supporter of a lot of what law enforcement does, but if they're actually investigating psychos who are trying to kill somebody or planning to kill somebody, I don't oppose them doing that. I'd rather have them doing that than arresting kids for smoking pot. I'm sorry, what?
You can hardly blame them for doing that. At least at that point, you know, they're actually trying to fulfill part of their mission, you know,
I think that's part of the mission that people would get behind.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if I were in law enforcement, you know, if I were involved with whether it's federal or whatever level, I'd want to buy the site and run the site. That way you could then, at the very least, easily get IP addresses of the people who are connecting to it. Because it's called an anonymous message board, but that's because the default posting name is anonymous. That doesn't mean that everybody who connects is using a VPN or smart enough to, you know, to hide their location.
And you don't have to put your information into the site.
Now, correct. Yeah, you don't sign up for an account.
Even if you're using a VPN, a patient enough tech guy can break the VPN and get the ISBN number. It just takes a little time because they're not switching devices every time they post.
Did you say get the ISDN number?
ISDN number. Every digital device has this number.
You're talking about an ISDN, I don't think.
You're
thinking of the MAC address.
Right.
Yeah. Well, those can be spoofed as well, but again, if you run the website, you have access to a much wider range of information at your fingertips, and you get to spend as much time as you want researching the various IP addresses that connect and that sort of thing. So that would be the smartest thing for them to do rather than shut this thing down.
I don't want to advocate they do that either, though. Like, I don't want law enforcement taking over private websites and private domains.
Yeah,
I don't either, but it wouldn't be illegitimate of them to do it.
I sort of feel the same way. Okay.
Like, it wouldn't be illegal for them to do that. If law enforcement wants to go and make the guy that currently runs the site an offer and buy the site from him, I mean, that's not illegal for them to do that.
He may want to sell, because from what I understand, there's a guy in the Philippines who's repeatedly getting his house broken into by Vox Media. It's like, if I don't have the site anymore, you're going to stop doing this?
There's a media company that's breaking into his house?
Yeah, Vox.
Vox. V-O-X. I don't know who that is. It sounds kind of familiar, but...
Yeah, Vox. We've read their stories in the air before.
Sure. Why would they be breaking into his home?
It's a good question.
I don't know, but they hire a lot of stringers who have some, shall we say, methods that if the New York Times engaged in, they would be fired and turned over to the cops.
I see. Gotcha. Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Dan in Nebraska, watching also on YouTube. Go ahead, Dan.
Ian, Mark, good talking to you guys. Also,
we also have
other
Richie.
Guy.
Yep.
Hello, other guy.
Yeah, I love the snake bites. I'm 7 times pierced myself. But I wanted to call in because I actually am somebody who used to use HAN quite a bit.
Really?
He radicalized ex-HAN. And now I'm actually somebody who's gone completely the other way, and I'm totally supportive of, like, the deplatforming movement. But I don't agree with it at the level of the government shutting down sites. I think deplatforming is good, though.
Do you think that the 8chan web host should shut down the account of whoever it is, this Watkins guy who's running it?
The web host? Ooh, that's a good question.
Unless the dude is actually hosting the site out of his living room, he probably has a company somewhere that he's paying to provide him with web hosting a server, right? Like that he's the administrator of.
Yes, in that case, that would be a good idea. Just like how the guy who owned the Daily Stormer, Andrew England, he got his site cut off by his provider or whatever, the web host.
Has that stopped the white supremacy movement to have that site
shut
down?
Has it put a dent in it?
It does put a dent in it. Honestly, the thing is you think that, if you cut off the head, they'll just grow another one. But the reality is that with a lot of these cases, it's actually pretty damaging for you to basically disconnect and disperse the group, because a lot of those people will either lose connection or fade away. And it's totally an empty threat that they will get stronger after that. You will definitely, substantially, and tangibly hurt.
Why? I mean, why do you think that's the case? I mean, these guys are not stupid people. They have the ability to set up websites. It's trivial to put another one of these message boards online. I mean, as long as your server's got enough processing power and enough bandwidth, you'll be able to, you know, put up an equivalent. I want to know why you think that this would, you know, deter them. Hang on, Dan.
It becomes frustrating over time.
We'll bring you back. I mean, is it that frustrating to have to, instead of type 8chan, you know, put in a URL into... Put a URL into a Tor browser? I mean, that's not that many more steps. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue with Dan, who says he's a former 8chaner, now reformed, now turned against the site. More coming up.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
Ed Mark.
We're going back to your calls here, but the topic on the table, of course you can change it if you want, the topic on the table is 8chan, a website that is being described by people who hate it as a destination for basically all of the dregs of the internet, the communities of offensive, outrageous, potentially violent people who have been excised from various different communities from around the web. They have found a home in 8chan because apparently the site is virtually unmoderated. And we can tell you more about what some people are saying ought to happen. Some people want to see the site shut down. And even the former owner, the founder of the site, who's no longer in charge, he must have sold it or given it away at some point, and they say it was 2015 when he gave up control of the site, that he's saying shut it down. Dan in Nebraska is saying shut it down. He is a former 8chan user. And Dan, if I recall your calls from the past, at one point you, I believe, described yourself as an incel, as a involuntarily celibate, but then I think you ended up getting a girlfriend. Is that right?
That's right. So I haven't been an incel for a good while now, putting that behind me. Thank God. And
congratulations.
So now that you're no longer an incel, you've turned against your former compatriots, and you're demanding their online hangout be shut down.
Those stupid virgins.
Well, okay, see, the thing is there are, like, on 8chan a bunch of different boards and topics. So I bet the boards I was on in the first, I don't think I was on the incel board on 8chan in particular too much. The one that I actually used the most was called Lolcow, which is basically just for laughing at people who make stupid of themselves lulls on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You're milking them for the lulls.
Okay.
But
But you were saying earlier that you think that shutting down 8chan would cause some amount of damage to this movement, that you believe that making it so they have to find a new website to gather on, and presumably many of them communicate off of the site, like in chat rooms and Discord servers and, you know, IRC and things like that. But you're saying you still believe that it would be some level of an impediment if they had to, let's say, download a Tor browser and connect to a darknet site.
Well, I would even say that at a different level, it's a lot simpler than that. I think that for 9 out of 10 8chan users, maybe even 19 out of 20, they're people who are not really even that tech literate. They're people who start on Reddit, but then kind of become too radical for Reddit, move to 4chan, become too radical for 4chan, and then move to 8chan. And I think that if you were to stop, like, cut the road, it would just leave them with less places to move forward. People who go to 8chan aren't like, they're probably neckbeards, but they're not that tech savvy. I think a lot of people would just end up not finding it at all, or not finding any websites more radical than 4chan if you were just if you were to cut the highway off. If you think of 8chan as a small town, there's going to be a lot less people finding it if you just break the highway that leads to it.
Well, didn't we already decide that 8chan was created because people needed a place to go when they got off of 4chan? Like, it manifested because people were too radical for the platform they were on and needed a place to go.
Right, and I think that's the thing. Sure, there will be other ones that come up, but they'll always be weaker and they'll always be slower to grow. Like, the idea of this as, like, anti-fascist praxis is that you're attacking at the margin. At the end of the day, you are stopping people from, at least new people, from discovering this potent form of, alt-right ideology so soon.
But isn't there a benefit to having it out in the open? Isn't there a benefit to being able to easily monitor what these people are saying?
I mean, I think that's a fair point, but I also think that most of these websites are already housing, like, the people who are doing the kind of moderation are already more savvy than the people who wouldn't find their way to 8chan in the first place. Like, the people who will find the next platform, the cops will find them too. The FBI will find them too. The people I'm thinking about who are at the margins are not going to.
So it's not that I disagree with – I don't necessarily disagree with anything you've said here. You have not advocated for stifling free speech. All you've said is that if people wish to deplatform people off of their particular platform, you can't speak on my website, then you advocate for it. And that's what we do on Free Talk
Live.
Well, no,
he's advocating shutting down 8chan.
He is. He's advocating for the person who's that has the server to shut down 8chan.
Are you saying that you think the current owner will voluntarily shut down 8chan, or do you want to see the server operator who he's hiring to run the server shut down 8chan, so then he's got to do is move 8chan to a different server?
Right, that's what he would do. That's fine. Either one of those is libertarian, right?
But neither of them is going to really... If you don't... Okay, the only way you're going to get 8chan to shut down is if you get the owner of it to say, I'm never going to run this site again. If the person who is operating the server farm that he's renting says, we don't longer want to rent you space, he'll just go pop it up somewhere else.
He could do that. Look, I mean, you're not running 8chan. You have every opportunity to open up a Discord chat where people can say all kinds of vile things.
We have that. It's called the Toxic User Room on our Discord.
At the very least,
we have one lunatic in there that threatens your family on a regular basis.
That much is true.
I think it's better to have him there than not know what he's saying.
I would concur with you on that. We control speech in a manner on our chat platforms. So let me ask you this. There's a guy that we've met named Ford Fisher, and he is a
talented videographer.
Yeah, talented videographer, and what he does is he runs around finding conflicts, basically, the anti-fascists and the fascists, where he thinks they're going to be going at it. He, scours the internet, and he's a newsman.
He shows up with a camera and just lets it record.
He stays unbiased so that both sides, presumably, really it's only the fascists that are willing to talk to him. The anti-fascists are a bunch of a-holes. But whatever. He tries to stay as unbiased as possible without giving, without portraying anybody as the hero or the villain or anything like that. Just a videographer. Do you think that he is in some way perpetuating the fascist agenda?
I think that he, I don't want to say that he's perpetuating the agenda, but what I will say is he is certainly helping in his own way to sanitize and midwife the movement into a more mainstream one.
I don't think he's sanitizing anything by showing what happened. I don't think by showing people what happens at these conflicts is he sanitizing. He's showing.
You're just scared of speech, is what your problem is. No, he's not. What he's doing is he's letting these people speak. And if you think the things that bigots say is dangerous, then you're scared of bigots. I'm not scared of what they say. What they say to me is vile.
Well, okay, not sanitize then. How about desensitize?
I'm just saying, I want to hear the bigots say the bigot things so that I know who they are.
I don't think exposure necessarily desensitizes. I think that exposure helps people at least better grasp what these people are saying. I think that, and I've gotten the same, you know, criticism for putting Christopher Cantwell on Freer Talk Live, which has been our after show that we've done, you know, mostly weekly, every other week regularly here on Free Talk Live or on our after show, which appears only on the internet. And people have gotten all uppity about that. One of the videos
got
taken down from YouTube within weeks of it being posted. And I thought that it was an excellent expose of what this guy believes. And what he believes is total statism. And he had never really had the chance to express himself in any other venue, with the exception of his own show, where he's not challenged by anybody. Here we had, who was then known as Rich Paul, now known as Nobody, take him on in what was an epic debate between him and Cantwell called Hippie versus Nazi. The video is still available through the library platform, and I think that's a good thing that video is available. Dan, would you say it's a bad thing to have given Chris Cantwell that airtime?
So I'm going to have to look at this on a case-by-case basis and say that since Christopher Cantwell had already been a host, and because Christopher Cantwell is already an alt-right celebrity, that the damage of his exposure and sanitation has largely been done. But to go up to ordinary, unknown alt-rightists and just simply interview them and, like, all, you know, give them a chance to have their say as if they are, like, the point of I guess, my ideology is that these are people who deserve to be ostracized.
Fair enough, Dan. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And there are plenty of people who believe fully in ostracism.
I can't believe he's calling up to a show called Free Talk Live and saying people shouldn't be able to talk freely. I mean, we literally have people. Anybody can call in and talk about what they want.
That's not really what he's saying.
Well, he's saying ostracize and shut them off. He's saying don't give them a platform. There's more coming up here in moments. We can continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what's on your mind in Hour 3 next. Free Talk Live.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a monogamous relationship? Ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.